Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
In terms of training camp, I thought Coach did a great job setting up training camp in terms of increasing the competition, the physicality. Felt like you could start seeing our identity take shape, even though we know that will really solidify itself as we get into the regular season. I thought it was very competitive on the roster. It made the cut-down process difficult. I give a lot of credit to the players that worked extremely hard, but also our coaching staff. The staff did a wonderful job developing some players, putting them really ahead of the developmental curve, and in place to compete for starting positions, backup roles, and making the 53, which is always a good thing.
Ryan Poles talking about where things stand with his roster, and the roster continues to churn. This is why I try to tell people that the roster is not finalized until we get to week two, because they don't want to pay veterans, and usually you don't have to guarantee contracts for veterans after week one is done. There are still all sorts of injuries that are going on, so we thought that we would talk to Kevin Fishbane about it. By the way, that's Russ Dorsey, the guy with the guns. That is Russ Dorsey. He is sitting in for Spiegs, and we are hanging out, having a good time. Now Kevin Fishbane joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Fish, it's good to see you, man, because, you know, when I made the move over here, you didn't move with me. So I don't get a chance to talk to you unless we're talking about your awesome new podcast that you're doing, or DePaul basketball. So it's good to be able to talk Bears football with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's great to talk to you as well, Lawrence. And I want you to know you are currently the league leader in mentions, I think, on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. We talked Adam Amin and I talked about you on the Adam Amin episode, talked about you with Hogan Johns. I had to go through, I feel like there's another one in there. So, you know, it's we're working our way to the Lawrence Holmes episode, but you're getting some name drops.
Okay, I appreciate that. That is a very cool thing to have happen. Let's talk about the roster and how it's constructed. Yesterday, they give you their first 53. Today, they've already had to make some moves in that regard. What did you think of, one, how their roster is constituted, and two, how they talked about it a little bit yesterday?
Yeah, well, you know, when I was listening to that clip, I couldn't help but remember last year when it was, what was it, like the best, the most competitive offensive line room ever. You know, guys that were cut talked about that, and it didn't turn out to be that way. And now you look at this year's offensive line room and you're like, oh, this is what it's supposed to look like, where you look at the backups and like, yeah, you could sit here and maybe say it's not great that a third round pick in Kron Amagaji was maybe on the bubble, but it's a great thing that a guy like Theo Benedet moved up. But like, this is what it should look like, where you look at that second line on the offensive line and like, you feel okay, not great. Obviously, that's why they're backups. You feel okay about those guys stepping in, which is one of the things that Ryan Poles really emphasized. It was such an important thing for him this year to be able to have depth at really the most important position group on the field. So I think that stood out to me, Lawrence. You know, the injury thing, this happens every year, but you know, these little 2-3 whatever week injuries to these guys had, you know, forced them to have to be a little flexible. And it's going to keep going. As you said, like, this is the initial 53 man roster. So you look at it and you feel good about the depth of the offensive line. I think you feel good about the receiver room, on the defense. I think the defensive line, the interior defensive line, I should say, you feel really good about that. Like, yeah, Zach Pickens would be great if he had developed, but he didn't. And you have some good players there. You found Chris Williams. So it's a better roster certainly in the last couple of years. But you know, it still all hinges on the quarterback, and it all hinges on still on some moves that we will probably hear about in the next 24, 48 hours.
Kevin, it's really important that they were able to raise the floor of that offensive line, like you talked about, on a scale of, we'll go 0 to 10. How big of a deal is it in your mind that they don't seem to sound confident about where their left tackle situation is?
Yeah, it's a great question, Russ. I'll go like 6. You know, I think if this was last year, it's maybe an 8 or 9. Okay. But when you can go from right to left, you know, Darnell Wright, Jonah Jackson, Drew Dahlman, Joe Tooney, it's like, oh, like, that's a pretty good group. Like the left tackle, and all due respect to, you know, I'm still guessing it's going to be Braxton Jones. The left tackle is going to be the least talented of those 5. And that's not always the case. And look, you'd want to be able to have that guy certain and know it. And you'd want that guy to be an anchor and all those things, but you have such better players up there that you usually don't have. So I wonder if that can kind of alleviate things a little bit for, again, whoever that left tackle is, which is like brings my concern down a little bit. If this was an offensive line where you didn't have the certainty that you do about the other spots, then yeah, I would, my concern level would be maybe through the roof about not knowing. And I will say, if it is Braxton Jones, just because they didn't say it yet, he still ultimately is going to probably end up with the most first team reps and will finish camp with 2 straight weeks of first team reps for the most part. So look, if Braxton can be fully healthy, can be the guy that he was when he's fully healthy on this offensive line, I think you're okay. I think you can get by and be just fine.
You've covered so many Bears camps. Is this season 13?
Yes, 13.
Okay, season 13 for you covering the Bears and covering training camps. I'd love to know, where does the Jalen Johnson story rank for you as interesting compared to other training camp stories?
Well, Lawrence, that's an interesting question. I try not to be a conspiracy guy, and maybe it's my naivete. And you would think, as you've alluded to, covering this team as long as I have and covering the training camp injuries that were minor and then became major that my, like, you know, alarm would be more sensitive to this. But I think it's interesting because it's Jalen Johnson. It's interesting because they won't just, like, say it is his fill in the blank quad hammy. You know, it's in, like, it'll ultimately be what, like a 8 week injury. That, I mean, if somebody in the middle of the season, an 8 week injury, that is massive. So, like, that aside, I think that is interesting. But, like, in the grand, I keep coming back to this with Jalen. If Jalen Johnson's out there in week one, and he won't be Jalen, right? Like, he's obviously going to need some time to get conditioning and all those things, and it might be a bit of a rocky start. But if Jalen Johnson is out there on Monday night, like, it's okay. Like, whatever it took to get him there, he's there, you know? And no, he won't be the guy that you're probably hoping right away. That's going to be natural. But so yeah, I mean, it's definitely probably, look, it's been probably the most interesting story of this camp off the field for sure. It doesn't rise to the level of, I don't know, Martellus Bennett body slamming Kyle Fuller. I've seen some good ones here. You know, it doesn't rise to the level of the Kevin White injury. But yeah, I get it. And again, I probably should be a little bit more skeptical of these things when they happen. But I'm still kind of in this wait and see mode, Lawrence. I'm like, okay, if he's out there on Monday night, September 8th, then they reached their goal and they got him out there.
I'm glad that Lawrence brought that up, Kevin, because that was going to be my question to you. Because yesterday's press conference from both Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles, it just felt weird. And Ben Johnson, since he got to Chicago, has been the guy when it comes
to
who's in, who's out, who's practicing, who's not practicing, and why. And then when it comes to Jalen Johnson, hey, man, ask Ryan about that. I have no interest in talking about that today. It was a little terse in some of his answers. And then even the when you mentioned that Ryan didn't really, they just say soft tissue injury. Like, they're not identifying
like it. It's hockey.
Yeah, like, it just seems like there's some avoidance here. And for people like you that are up there and write about this team every day, You've created this narrative that isn't out there if you just address it head on.
Look, I am always of the belief that a football team should not want rampant speculation about its players. I get these guys are uber competitive and uber paranoid. Kyle Long and Tariq Cohen are two guys that come to mind. Tariq Cohen especially. The Bears were not up front when we asked. Lots of questions were asked about Tariq Cohen. And I want to be careful because I don't remember the details fully, but I believe it was either he had an extra surgery or something. There was something that compounded what he originally had. And the Bears would not admit that. And he got such vitriol on social media. I remember Kyle Long dealing with this when, again, the Bears were not necessarily as an organization up front about that stuff. And he had, and then at the end of the year, he finally told us all the stuff he went through. And it's just like, you want your, the team is going to probably say, and I should make this point. I'm not saying this is what's happening right now. I'm just kind of speaking a little bit more in generalities, but like it is the same organization. The Bears then would just say, well, that's not our problem with social media. We're not here to worry about it. Your players are getting unfairly ridiculed on an app that they are constantly on, and you yes. have an easy way to fix this. Yeah. And it really bothered me in those instances. Now, again, I don't want to necessarily go out and say that's the case now. I'm just speaking in terms of my philosophy on this, that like, if it's not going to impact you in the season, like, just say it. Just, you know, and you know, maybe there's some kind of agreement with Jalen Johnson. I don't know. And it may just be as simple as it is a soft tissue injury. And they're like, we don't have to tell you the body parts, so we're not going to tell you the body. Well, it did say leg at the beginning camp. So I don't know. So again, my general rule is a team should do what it takes to avoid fans speculating about why their players aren't playing, because it's unfair to them. And so you always want more info. And my hope is that that's not the case here. They are just kind of playing by the book. And they're like, I don't have to tell you anymore. And I'm just not going to.
We are so aligned on this. I feel that this could also be a conversation about Kyle Tucker. Like, I don't feel like the Cubs really did him a lot of favors with the way that it was handled. And we can talk to Craig about what were the choices that were available to them at 4 o'clock. But I really think that sometimes maybe even organizations don't know the type of feedback that players are getting and receiving. And it takes a lot to train yourself to not worry about it. I talked with an executive in another sport about this last year. And this executive, high ranking, said that one of the issues that they have to deal with as a front office is explaining to players how to navigate the social media space. And this person said, look, after games, we know that the first thing that guys are doing is checking their names on Twitter or on Instagram. And so I do think that there's a danger of letting someone kind of dangle out there in the public square without being, and I get it, football is maybe different than some other sports, is different than baseball, because you don't want a guy to get targeted with an injury, and we know that guys do that, but there has to be a middle ground here that could benefit both player and organization, where they could be more upfront about some of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lawrence. I mean, it always behooves us, certainly, if these guys are more transparent. And I think that they are, you know, look, the Bears were very open about injuries in 2018. Like, there were really very few secrets, and they went 12-4, won the division. Then things got a little hairy in 2019, and suddenly by 2020, everything got clamped up again. Like, I go 2013, like, they went 8-8, they were play away. And I remember, like, getting such details from the coaches on things. And then the next year, things got a little ugly. And suddenly, because these guys overthink it. So they think, well, maybe I've been telling them too much about injury. That's why we're losing. Again, I don't know why it correlates that way. For me, in my time covering a team, some of the most open, transparent teams have sometimes been the best teams on the field. No, I should say, like, Matt Eberflus, to his credit, was generally he got better. I know last year with all the crazy stuff going on, there were some moments, but I think it to Russ, to your point, like, Ben Johnson's been great. And when you, and you know, I am going to go ahead and sit here and say, Ryan Poles said this is a soft tissue thing with Jalen Johnson. And, you know, I'm just going to go with that. And look, I'll say this to you guys. If Jalen's not out there in week one, right? Like, you can certainly go with some further questions, because talk about not having that guy out there against that receiver on that stage. Like, you want him to be out there. Certainly looks good when he's out there training, but man, you would love to for them to like handle it in a way that we don't have to have this conversation, obviously.
And now Adam Thielen's back. He is now back. They made the trade with the Carolina Panthers for some late round picks. So Adam Thielen is now back to being a Viking again.
Kevin, we're 12 days away from their matchup against the Vikings on Monday Night Football. We've made it through training camp. For these 12 days, if I'm a Bears fan, what should I be watching for before week one? Like, is there a storyline that I should watch? Is there a player that I should watch who could make a big impact in that game?
Well, I think what you should watch for Russ is, I would say, maybe 3 o'clock next Thursday, because that's going to be the first injury report. And we saw a couple of guys left the field today. Saw TJ Edwards left the field yesterday. You got guys like Roshan Johnson and Kamanangai who are dealing with things. Like, from a housekeeping, and I'm saying that like somewhat flippantly, because way more important than that, like 3 o'clock next Thursday, like, you want to be able to get to that first injury report and be as healthy as you possibly can be. So that's kind of top of mind. It's an interesting week, because like I've never covered a Monday Night opener. The Bears haven't had one in a long time. So how Ben Johnson structures the week, and now they kind of have this entire Labor Day weekend off, is interesting. But it's just, I think the Caleb Williams against Brian Flores, the Ben Johnson against Brian Flores, like, that is such an incredible challenge and a great barometer to start this whole thing off, to see what that looks like. And look, it's easy to forget, Caleb Williams had a pretty good game against that Vikings defense at home last year, and he had that miraculous situation set up to get them to overtime. He had some success. So I think that is kind of storyline number one. You'll be watching the Ben and Caleb tandem for as long as the two of them are together. That's always going to be storyline number one. But for this week specifically, as we get closer to the game, you start thinking about that chess game and how it's going to work with a new scheme and these new players against a veteran coordinator and a bunch of veterans on that defense and what it looks like. Because, you know, you'd like to think the Bears defense might have an edge against the quarterback making his first NFL start, but it's going to be tough go for the Bears offense too, because you know that defense is going to bring it.
Fish, we appreciate you so much. You did a great job, by the way, on the Athletic Football Show. You and Robert talking about the Bears was strangely calming. I enjoyed you guys talking about it quite a bit. Thanks for being available and jumping on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.